that power that raised Christ from the dead, that power is the same power that can change everything in your life. So first, before thinking that you have the ability to change you, first pray and ask God for a heart that wants to know him, a heart that wants to love him. Give me a heart that loves what you love. Give me a heart that hates what you hate. Give me a heart that wants to know you. Because when I know you, I fall in love with you. And when I love you, then I obey you. And I'm telling you, when you pray that prayer and you come to him sincerely, it changes everything.
Hey, you guys, welcome to In Totality, a place where we celebrate authenticity and openness. We're here for those who are willing to explore, those who embrace imperfections, and for those with open hearts and minds. I'm excited to embark on this journey with you, and while I can't predict every twist and turn, I'm certain that God will be by our side with every step of obedience. Welcome to In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to In Totality. I am your host, Megan Ashley. I'm so excited to be here. Another solo episode. I'm really, really, really excited to be here. Do me a favor. Before we get into this episode, I need you to go and subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube. You guys, I hit 100,000 subscribers. I'm so just like mind blown that God just has blessed this podcast. Like already, we started... Man, when did we start the YouTube? I want to say it was probably a year ago, almost a year ago. I think we started around like May or June, and really didn't put anything out until November. And here we are in March, the end of March, the very last day. Y'all, it's Good Friday. So like, it's a good day. Okay. This is Good Friday that we're recording this. So we're at the end of March and yeah, we're already at over 100,000 subscribers and I'm just so thankful. So if you are one of those people who have subscribed to the YouTube channel, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so honored and so just full of gratitude that you are a part of this amazing journey that we're on together. So, yeah. So it was so crazy because I don't know when we, Jay and Jordan are here, of course, because like they're my right and left hand. I can't really do much without them. But when I don't know if we realized like we saw it was getting close, like it was like 98,000 or 90,000. I was like, oh, okay, like we'll hit it. And then when we hit it, y'all, so like when you have a YouTube account, there's like YouTube Studio, right? And you can go to YouTube Studio and it shows you like all your analytics and all this stuff. And anytime that you hit a certain milestone, like I promise you, I'm not delusional. I swear when I hit... when I went into my YouTube studio at one point, I hit some sort of accomplishment and like confetti came out. It was like, psh, yay. Y'all, when I hit 100,000, there was no confetti. There was nothing. I was like, wait. I was like, this should be like an explosion of fireworks and like, I don't know. I felt like confetti should shoot out from my computer and like, you know, explode everywhere. And it wasn't that. So, and I was like, where's my plaque? Like, I want my 100,000 subscriber silver plaque thing. Where was it? And it didn't come for a few days. And I was like, they probably like, let's wait a little bit and see if, you know, because at any point you could drop down to, you know, like 99,000 subscribers. But I hit 100,000. It's over 100,000 now. And man, God is just so good. Like I could have never imagined that, you know, a year ago, like my life was just poop. Like it was just, my life a year ago was just not okay. And here we are, like we are trucking through over 20 episodes into In Totality. Like God is just so good. And I'm just so grateful. And it's Good Friday. So like, I feel very emotional today. I feel very just full of gratitude. Like God is just so, 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 so good and so, so, so kind. And yeah, I'm just super grateful. So again, like if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe because although we hit over 100,000, like it's on to the next landmark, right? So now we got to get to the 500,000 and then, you know, to the million, God willing. So if you haven't subscribed, please go subscribe. Also, if you are not a part of my Patreon, listen, you want to hurry up and get signed up immediately. We are getting ready to start our second quarter book. We did Crazy Love by, who is it by? Frances Chan. We did Crazy Love last quarter. Now, this quarter, we're going to go into The Awe of God. You guys know how I feel about John Brevere. I love his books. The book Beta Satan completely changed my life and wrecked me. And The Awe of God, I've already read it, and it's so good, and I want us to read it together as a Patreon village community. So if you are not subscribed to my Patreon, make sure you go subscribe, like, right now. Like, hit pause, go to Patreon. I think it's patreon.com/MeganAshley. Go to Patreon right now. Subscribe. Join. We are going to be going through The Awe of God by John Brevere. Listen, and also, I'll put the link in the description, but you can go to my Amazon storefront and purchase the book. All the books that we're reading together, that we have read together, Bibles, study Bibles, all types of stuff. Anything that will help kind of help you in your Bible study journey, all of that stuff is in my Amazon storefront. So make sure you check that out. But yeah, join the village community. It has been just one of the most like satisfying things that I have done. Is start the Patreon community and just watching how those relationships have developed just naturally. So shout out to the village. I love you guys. You guys are like, y'all some real ones. I really love y'all. So yeah, I think that's all kind of the, wanting to get all the little announcements out the way. What have we been up to? So it is March. So many things have kind of happened. I had a birthday. I turned 34. And I had two speaking engagements. Like, and man, these speaking engagements kind of hit me kind of fast. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go and speak and do it on my own. If you guys have been following me, you know I had my very first speaking engagement ever last year in August. And that was really amazing. And I just really enjoy having conversations with people and with, especially with women, and just encouraging them. And yeah, so I had two speaking engagements. What was that? Was that in March or February? I think it was March. I think they were both in March. And a question, I wanted to do this episode today and kind of answer some questions that people have given me. But then this last night, I was praying as I was going to sleep. And then this morning I was praying as well. And I was just asking the Holy Spirit, like, you know, just tell me what you want. Like, give me what you want me to talk about. And one of the questions that I get, that I also got after my speaking engagements, a lot of the feedback was like, how do I get to that place of just being bold in my faith? How do I get to a place where I can just unapologetically, unabashedly speak the truth, speak the word of God, and not care about how, you know, it maybe not so much not care about how it comes across, because I do care about how it comes across. I want to come across with love and gentleness, but just being bold and being confident and how I feel and what God has done in my life. And so that's a question that I get often. And like, how do I start this process? How do I start this journey? How do I start my relationship with Christ? How do I start this whole thing? And I think people get so caught up in a lot of the feedback that I've gotten. People get so caught up in, you know, I have to come to God with things that are already flushed out. And I just want to encourage you that like God loves you so much, and he's looking for more than just your behavior modification. He's looking for a heart that has been turned and rendered and surrendered to him. He's looking for your heart, which is, and I believe that like if I had to share like my journey, which I do share my journey with you guys all the time, that's what really happened to me last year. That's why this podcast is called In Totality, because God was requiring all of me. He was requiring all of me. And there was no way that I could do that without giving him my heart fully. There was no way that I could do this life with him without fully giving him my heart. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we feel like we have to change certain behaviors and then come to God. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota Nudge via $10,000 in micro grants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from the founders and leaders like Polana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue with this episode, I want to let you know that there is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There's a power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room to create demand for another Black-led brand. Black founders and products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. For example, brands like the Lip Bar and Scotch Porter Beard Balm. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. All right, guys, back to the show. I kind of just want to walk you guys through what it means to kind of like get your heart, posture your heart in the right position towards the Lord. And then once you do that, I promise you, like, the Holy Spirit will help you. He will help you. And you don't, like, it's not all on you to fix. And so I have a few points that I wrote down that I kind of just want to walk through. And I think the first thing that we have to recognize is we have to acknowledge the fact that our hearts are deceitful, right? Like, we don't have hearts that are just purely good, right? In Jeremiah, it says that the heart is deceitful above all. Who can know it but God, right? So I think first steps are recognizing that you're in need of a God, like you're in need of something, right? That there is something that there are qualities about you. You have a heart that isn't good, right? It's just acknowledging that you don't have a heart that is good, right? And so I think that the first step is to acknowledge that you are in need of God, right? And then after you realize and recognize, okay, my heart isn't good, because let's keep it a buck, right? You can try, and I'll just speak from my own experience. I tried so many different things to get to a place of peace, to get to a place of a place where my mind was rested. I tried so many things, and Some things worked for a little bit. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, nothing, you know, nothing changed. There were some certain things that I tried, and it was like it worked for a little bit. But eventually, it would wear off. Have you ever experienced that where you were like, okay, I'm experiencing some challenges in my life, maybe in my mind, maybe in my heart, I'm experiencing some challenges. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, right? So maybe like, okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to go to therapy, which all of those things I recommend. I'm in therapy, been in therapy for a year. I recommend all those things, right? But you still, maybe they work for a little bit and you feeling good. It's like, okay, it's been like a week. I'm starting to feel better. Okay, it's been like 2 weeks. I'm still feeling better. Okay. And you keep doing this routine and you start to feel better. But then when something happens, right, you feel like you regress. And then it those things that were satisfying you are just not working anymore, right? And so I know for me, that was part of my testimony. I tried so many things, and then eventually those things just did not work. I would find myself still in a place of anxiety, depression. A lot of you guys know my story. I battled with suicide so bad. And no matter what I did, no matter what behavior modification I tried to change, I still could not get rid of those thoughts, right? Out of my own strength, I could not get rid of those thoughts, right? So I think for me, at least, I had to recognize that, okay, I've tried all these things. I've tried it my way and it's not working. It's just not working. So it's recognizing that you are in need of something, right? And so after there's that part of it, I think, let me just kind of express this too. When you get to a point, you remember how the old folks used to say, like, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? Like, that's when you've come to your end, when you're tired, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I think for me, I had gotten to a place of so much pain last year that, and trust me, I have tried everything, right? I had gotten to a place of such pain, such despair that something on the inside of me just knew that the only solution was going to be God, right? And when I was at that place where I was just like, man, Lord, like, I am in so much pain. Whatever you want to do, do it. I did not care what the process was going to look like. I just wanted to be out of that pain. I didn't care. He could have told me to scrape the freaking leaves with my teeth, and I would have did it if that was going to release me from this pain that I was feeling internally. And so I think that getting to that place of just desperation, and I don't think the Lord wants us to have to get to such a place of pain, right? I think when we get to such a place of despair and desperation, that there's just something to getting to that place. Like I said, when you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired, there's something about that place that just makes you want to be like, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, right? And the thing that I realized was he wasn't requiring me to fix me. He was requiring me to put all of my trust and all of my faith, all of everything that I had into him. He wanted, because he's the only one that could fix the pain that I was experiencing, right? It couldn't be out of my own strength, right? The Bible says that we are not saved by our own works, right? But we're saved by grace through faith. It is only through faith in God that got me out of the place of just being in so much pain and being depressed and suicidal and being, you know, having anxiety out of this world. I had tried everything my way and nothing was helping. Nothing was substantial. Nothing was, nothing lasted, right? And so when I got to a place, I remember God being like, all I'm asking is for you in totality. And so what does that mean? I have to have your heart. Because the Bible says that the issues of life flow from the heart, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So everything is conditioned by our hearts. In Ezekiel, it talks about God will give us, he will take our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, right? So there's all these scriptures that are talking about our heart. Right? So we have to, the first thing, I'm just telling you, try this. Try it. Just for the next, if you're a person that feels like you've been going through it, you've been going through challenges, you've been going through turmoil, you've been going through whatever, I want you to try this for the next 7 days. Do it forever, but like, just try for the next 7 days and ask God, maybe you're a person that's like, hey, I really want to, you know, I want to deepen my relationship with the Lord. I want to start my relationship with the Lord. I want to do and be who God called me to be. So how do I first start this? I think you have to first start and ask God to give you a heart that wants to know him, a heart that wants to love him. I think that you have to be specific in your prayers and target your heart first. Because once God changes your heart, then everything else will change. When God changed my heart, everything about my life changed. You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. Not me. I did not change it. He did. The same power that resurrected Christ from the dead, right, on this Good Friday that we're celebrating today. I know it's not Good Friday right now when you're watching this, but we're filming this on Good Friday. And so that's like really like on my heart. But that power that raised Christ from the dead, that power is the same power that can change everything in your life. That power is the same power that can change your heart and change your affections and change the desires of your heart. So first, before thinking that you have the ability to change you, first pray and ask God for a heart that wants to know him, a heart that wants to love him. That is the only thing that I can say was the turning point of everything for me, is when I started to pray and be honest with God and say, God, I don't want to stop doing X, Y, and Z, but give me a heart that wants to do what's pleasing to you. Give me a heart that loves what you love. Give me a heart that hates what you hate. Give me a heart that wants to know you. Because when I know you, I fall in love with you. And when I love you, then I obey you, right? That is the first thing that I could encourage anybody to do, is to pray to have a heart that wants to know him. And I'm telling you, when you pray that prayer and you come to him sincerely, I mean sincerely, and say, Lord, I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm tired of doing it my way. I still want to do these things that maybe you don't like that I do. I still want to smoke. I still want to drink. I still want to go out. I still want to have sex. I still want to gossip. I still want to take out vengeance against someone. I still want to do those things. But, excuse me, give me a heart that wants to do what's pleasing to you. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it changes everything. All of a sudden, when I started to pray and I started to target my heart more, right? I started to really pray for my heart. I really didn't pray for my circumstances as much, because at the end of the day, we're promised suffering. We are promised bad times and hard times, and that's going to happen regardless. So I wasn't really praying so much that my circumstances changed. I prayed that my heart changed. And when my heart changed, the way I looked at my circumstances changed, the way I experienced my circumstances changed. Even though the circumstances didn't change, but I changed. Right? And I only change through the power of the Holy Spirit working, doing a work in my heart. God taking my heart of stone and giving me a heart of flesh. Right? And I started, there's a scripture, let me find it in here. There's a scripture that talks about, where is it? I think it's Psalms 119. Where it talks about, it says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. So once you pray and continue to pray about having a heart that loves the Lord, pray to have a heart that loves his word. Because then when you love his word, you know his word, and you hide it, you hide his word in your heart. So when it's in your heart, like the Psalm says, let your word be hidden in my heart so that I don't sin against you, right? So when circumstances came up in my life, because I knew God's word, I did not want to sin against him. I did not want to do the things that I used to do, because his word was hidden in my heart. His word was in me. So when I wanted to be mad at someone who I felt was doing something to hurt me, I prayed for them. Where before he changed my heart, I didn't pray for them. I was mad at them. I gossiped and talked bad about them and you know, didn't honor them. But the more that I asked God to change my heart, and the more that I asked him to give me a heart that wanted to know him, I started to want to read his word more. And then once I read his word more, I knew more about how he wanted me to live, what was pleasing to him and what wasn't pleasing to him. And so when circumstances came up and challenges came up, his word would trigger, like his word was in my heart, and it would trigger the response that would please him. But that only came because I prayed and asked for a heart that wanted to know him. And so I'm telling you, if you feel that you can do it on your own, I'm telling you right now, you can't. You can't. But the good news is, this is the good news. The good news is that God loves you so much, right? And knows your heart intimately. He knows every thought. He knows every ounce of your heart. And he has the power, the same power, like I said, that raised Christ from the dead, is the same power that can turn your heart of stone into a heart of flesh and give you, the Bible says he gives us the desires of our hearts. Not only does he just grant them, but he places them in our hearts. But first we have to ask. He's a gentleman. The Bible says that he knocks, right? He doesn't bust the door down. He knocks. So I'm telling you right now you're watching this podcast, it's him knocking. It's him saying, I'm here. All you got to do is open up the door. Let me in totality. Let me into your heart in totality. And ever since I've watched it, not only in my life, but I watched it in Jay and Jordan's life. We talk about our hearts all the time. We talk about God, you know, changing our hearts and praying that we have hearts that want to please him. And so I've watched it in my own life. I've watched it even just in other people's life, how praying for a heart that wants to know him, that wants to love him, that wants to obey him, how it has changed everything. It makes the scripture that says, consider him in all your ways. It makes that easier because you love him. You think that you can love the Lord on your own and you can't. You need help loving him. You need help. You need his help to love him. And so ask him for help. It's one of the most powerful prayers that you could ever pray is, God, help me. I need your help. I can't do this on my own. I don't have the power to change my heart on my own. But God, I surrender right now to you. Do whatever you want to do. I give you my heart in totality. He's not looking for a piece of your heart. He's looking for the whole thing. He's looking for you to surrender the entire thing. That's it. And I promise you, if you can stay dedicated to praying and asking God to change your heart, praying and asking God, God, perfect your love in me. Perfect your love in me. You won't, then in that, you won't have fears about how am I going to do this? How am I going to give up this? How am I going to stop hanging out with this guy? Or how am I going to stop having sex? How am I going to stop smoking? How am I going to stop drinking? How am I going to stop doing all these things? You won't even have that fear because you're asking him in. He is the perfecter of our faith. He perfects those things concerning us. He loves you. He's not going to leave you. So just ask him, Lord, help me. Help me want to do the things that are pleasing to you. Help me want to love you. Help me want to obey you. You need his help. And then pray that you want to know his word. Pray to have a heart that desires to read his word. So like I said, so it's hidden in your heart, right? And then after that, find yourself a community of people that are doing the same thing. Patreon is a great way to start. If you're like, oh, none of my friends are, you know, on this pursuit of loving God, I'm telling you, join the Village community. I have watched relationships, friendships, like real friendships. We have like seven of them that started off from a Patreon community, and they are friends. We're all hanging out this weekend. They have a group chat. I'm not in the group chat. I don't know why they didn't invite me in the group chat, but I'm not in the group chat. But they have a group chat separate from the Patreon chat where like real live friendships. These aren't just like casual whatever. Like they're real. They have found lifelong friendships in the Patreon community. So if you're a person that's like, man, none of my friends are like loving the Lord. None of my friends are, you know, no one's on that same path as I am. I'm telling you right now, that's a good way to start. Join the Patreon community and find people, like-minded people that are doing the same thing. You need community. It helps. I am so grateful for the community that I have in my life right now and people in my life that are always reminding me to have a heart that loves the Lord. Even when I want to sin, there are so many things that I've put in place in my life just by asking the Lord to be in my heart and to give me a heart that loves him, that it keeps me, there are so many checkpoints. Like there are so many things that I would have to go through before I could sin. You know what I mean? Like I have his word hidden in my heart. So like when I think of something that is ungodly, his word comes up in my heart. His word is in my heart, and it reminds me that I can cast down any imagination, any thought that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. It's hidden in my heart. but that only happened because I asked for it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ask. He won't withhold any good thing from you. He is good, so he won't withhold himself from you. And then I surrounded myself with a community of people. I know his word. I surround myself with a community of people who know him. Just the other day, I'm telling y'all, I was sick and I was tempted to post something that was kind of like shady. And immediately the Holy Spirit was like, "You need to ask a friend." And so I sent it to a friend and I'm like, "Should I post this?" And she was like, "No, you shouldn't." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not. I don't want to be a hindrance to anyone's growth in Christ. I don't want to put myself in a position to sin against God, to not honor him or to not honor the ones that he loves," right? So a community of people who are on that same journey with you is so important. Get you some friends and pray and ask God, "God, send me people. Send people in my life that are going to make me want to go to you, make me want to love you more. People in my life that will remind me that of the way that you have called me to live and who you've called me to be," right? So I just want to kind of go over those simple steps. I really hope that this helps you. A last few things that I would say, one of them, when you pray and ask God to give you a new heart, right? And you pray and ask him, once you've acknowledged like, okay, I'm in need of God, right? And pray and ask him to give you a heart that wants to know him, that wants to love him, that wants to obey him, right? And then completely immerse yourself in the word of God, because that's how you know him, right? That's how you will know him and know him intimately. That's how you will know if he's speaking to you, because he's always going to agree with his word, right? So if you're hearing a thought and you're like, "I wonder if that was God, or I wonder if that was me, or I wonder if that was the enemy," always appeal to his word, because he's always going to agree with himself, right? And then rely on the Holy Spirit to help you. Walk with the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, help me." And when you do that, the Bible says, this is in Galatians 5, it says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." So when you're walking in the Spirit, you won't gratify the desires of the flesh. You won't even entertain those things. Even if they do come, even if you're tempted with desires that are unpleasing to the Lord, you won't even entertain it because you're walking in the Spirit, right? And then, and pray, you know, and ask God, once you realize and once he reveals to you ways that he wants you, or maybe areas in your life where he wants you to not, things that he doesn't want you to do anymore, or areas where he might say, "Okay, I don't want you in this relationship. This relationship is not serving the purpose and plan that I have for your life. Okay, I don't want you to," some, like for me, it was like even down to my clothing, there were things where God was just like, I don't want you wear that anymore. I don't want you dressing like that anymore. Right? And I was like, okay. And it opened, once he showed me all the ways that I was, things that I was doing that just wasn't pleasing to him, I asked for forgiveness. Repentance is still very important. We have to repent and ask God for forgiveness. And the thing about it is that his word says that he is faithful to forgive. He's kind. Like when we ask for forgiveness, he actually forgives us. Not only does he forgive us, but he forgets it. He throws it into the sea of forgetfulness, right? And so I'm telling you, ask him for help. That's all I can say. I can't tell you, oh, like I did these five steps and then, you know, everything changed. I ate five cucumbers and said this specific prayer and then everything changed. No, I'm not. I can't give you that. I'm going to tell you that I acknowledged that I was in need of a savior. I was in need of something, right? I needed God. First, I acknowledged that. Second, I asked God to help my heart. I asked him to give me a heart that loved him. Give me a heart that was pleasing to him. Give me a heart that wanted to obey him. Give me a heart that wanted to know his word. I asked for forgiveness. I repented of ways that were unpleasing to him. I asked him and asked him for his forgiveness, right? I started to hang out with people who were doing the same thing. I started to hang out with people who also wanted to love God and know God, right? And I dove into his word. I submerged myself into his word. So I don't know if those are like, I guess you consider those some steps to take, but I'm telling you, if you do that, it will change everything. It will change everything. And God loves you so much that if you come to him and you ask with a sincere heart, he will be faithful to grant you the desires of your heart. I promise you. I promise you. So, you know, I pray that this helps you. I pray that if you are a person that's like, man, I really want to get to know God, but I just don't know how I'm going to stop doing all these things. I want this to be confirmation to you that he hears you. And that all he's asking you to do is surrender your heart in totality. Ask him for help and he will help you. He will. So before we end this episode, I want to do a journal prompt. I want you guys to literally just ask the Lord. That's your journal prompt. Is take inventory of your heart and ask the Lord to give you a heart that wants to know him and to love him. That's it. Just start there. And I promise you, he will help you with the rest. But first surrendering, you have to do that on your own. That has to be a decision that you make. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm telling you, this is your opportunity. This is the chance right now. Don't let this moment pass you by because you don't know. Tomorrow isn't promised. And on this Good Friday, I am reminded of how much our Savior loves us, how much God loves us, that he sent his only son through a virgin womb, lived a sinless life, was beat and brutalized, whipped so badly to the point his spine was exposed. Hairs were pulled out of his beard. I mean, chunks of hair pulled out of his beard. He was spit upon. He was mocked, brutalized. He had to carry a splinter cross miles up a hill. His hands were nailed to the cross. His feet were nailed to the cross. That exposed spine on that splinter beam. He did all of that because he loves you. And it took a perfect Savior to reconcile us back to God. He loves you so much. He died, and on the third day he rose. That same power has the power to change your heart. That same power has the power to change everything in your life. And so don't let this moment pass you by. Surrender everything that you have right now. surrender and just say, God, I can't do it. I need your help. God, forgive me of every area that I have sinned against you, every area that I've hurt your heart, every area that I've offended you. Forgive me for not being forgiving to other people. Forgive me for not, you know, appealing to your word. Forgive me for holding and harboring bitterness and resentment. Help me love you. Just do that right now. And I'm telling you, maybe everything on the outside may not change, but everything on the inside of you will. And how you view everything on the outside will change. I promise you. So that's your journal prompt this week. Take inventory of your heart and ask God to help you. God, search my heart. Like the psalm says, search my heart, try my ways. I love you guys. Again, don't forget to subscribe to Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel. I love you guys so much. I'm so encouraged by what God is doing with In Totality, and I can't wait to see just how it grows. And again, if you were someone who subscribes to the channel, I just cannot thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Hey, you guys, before you go, I just wanted to say how grateful I am for your love and support. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment and share it with a friend or a family member. If you could do me one huge favor, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a heartfelt review. It helps others just like you discover the podcast. You guys, let's continue to spread the inspiration. For more about me and the podcast, visit www.themeganashley.com. Until next time, stay encouraged that you are so valued and so loved.